As part of our Inside Appalachia Folkways project, we've been exploring Appalachia's unique connection to Wales. Both regions have similarities through coal, mountainous landscapes, folk tales, and, it turns out, music. And as our Folkways reporter Caitlin Tan discovered, there's a growing community of musicians from both Wales and Appalachia who share an interest in the culture that binds them together.
Ben McManus is an instrument musician who lives in Aberystwyth, Wales. As a teenager, he was instantly captivated when he heard music from our part of the globe.
I came back from high school one day and the gardeners were playing bluegrass, like really loudly out of a boombox. And I was just like, wow, what is this music?
From that first bluegrass song, he was hooked. He searched for more music like it, and that led him to Appalachian old time, which is older than bluegrass. In fact, the string music played here in Appalachia has cultural roots from all over Northern Africa, Europe, and the British Isles, including Wales. Ben fell in love with Appalachian string music so much that he eventually traveled to West Virginia to learn more from the musicians here. He took fiddle classes at the Augusta Heritage Center in Elkins and played at the Clifftop Appalachian String Band Festival, a world-renowned old-time music fest in southern West Virginia. It's been going on for 30 years. Meanwhile, in Wales, there's another music festival called Fire in the Mountain. It's named after an Appalachian fiddle tune. This festival includes a growing culture of musicians in Wales who are also interested in the music of Appalachia. Ben says it's the closest thing to Clifftop that he's found.
There's like a river runs right through the middle of it, so there's a lot of chilling out and just music everywhere, folk music everywhere. But it's just a big four-day party on a beautiful farm in the middle of Wales.
Music exchange goes both ways. Musicians Carl Jones and Aaron Marshall live in Galax, Virginia. They travel the world teaching and performing old-time music, but one of their favorite places to go is Wales.
You might hear bluegrass and old-time, and then you might hear somebody sing a Welsh song. You might hear somebody do an old-timer bluegrass song and sing it in Welsh.
Aaron and Carl were going to attend Fire in the Mountain this year for the first time, but it was canceled because of the pandemic. Georgia, but one of his first music trips to Wales, he was surprised.
We met a lot of singing farmers and they looked a lot like me. I said, hey, that was kind of a shock to me. I said, wow, these guys look sort of like I look. That's interesting. And they were singers, really good singers. I'm not saying I'm a good singer, but I did really feel an affinity to the geography and the location felt very comfortable to me, and I love going to Wales.
Carl recently took a DNA test and discovered that many of his ancestors came from Great Britain. He says he'd like to believe that many of them were from Wales. Erin is originally from Canada, but she fell in love with Appalachia about 25 years ago. She devoted years to learning old-time music from the people here, and she says she wants to ensure that their music lives on.
You know, we're all links in the rope of tradition, you know, strands in that rope. And it's really important for me to share what those musicians shared with me. They were very generous.
Musical traditions evolve as they pass to different cultures and continents. But there are many elements of this music that haven't changed for centuries, even after traveling thousands of miles. This is an old-time tune Aaron is playing called Love Nancy. It's an Appalachian song, but it actually originated from an older song from the British Isles.
It came to West Virginia, and other people learned it, like myself as well. It's beautiful. Many of the words long forgotten.
Mm-hmm. This interconnection between Welsh immigrants and Appalachian string music has also fascinated folklorist Jerry Milnes.
I don't know of any culture who came here who didn't bring some music with them.
Jerry's the former folk arts coordinator at the Augusta Heritage Center. And in his interviews with people here over the years, he's discovered hints of Welsh influence in our culture.
There's a whole list of towns with real Welsh-sounding names. Certainly, for one thing, there's an awful lot of Welsh surnames that are involved currently and in the past with old-time traditional music in West Virginia.
Many Welsh people immigrated to Appalachia in the late 1700s, early 1800s. And although there isn't a lot of written history about this group of immigrants, Jerry says he's got a hunch that there are more cultural connections with Wales than we realize. And Ben McManus agrees. Remember, he's the Welsh musician who fell in love with Appalachian old time. He's been digging into the history of music that the people of Wales would have been playing in the late 1600s, just before so many of them immigrated to Appalachia. In fact, he says there's very little recorded history of the music and culture from that time. He thinks that's perhaps because the British invasion and oppression of the country wiped out much of that history. A lot of the Welsh folk music of today had to be rewritten in the following centuries. So Ben says he recognizes the importance of keeping traditional music alive, which includes Appalachian old time.
Obviously, being like a Welsh guy on the other side of the world, like, it's kind of, well, not taking someone else's tradition, but it's like learning their style. And yeah, I guess keeping a lot of songs alive and introducing it to new people is quite important.
Cross-cultural exchange of Appalachian old-time music is on hold this year, at least in person. Aaron and Carl have their sights set on Fire in the Mountain next year, and so does Ben. In fact, he's planning to be in West Virginia too, playing old-time music across the mountain state when it's hopefully safe in 2021. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Caitlin Tan.
This story and more will be on Inside Appalachia this Sunday. Tune in at 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. or listen online at wvpublic.org.